Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Coach Anna McCoy. You're loved and appreciated today, and we want to welcome you to our program, Woman Act Now Radio. And today we're talking about personal mastery. Personal mastery. Ooh, I just got off the line with my mentor, Shauna, Coach Hollingsworth, and we were having a discussion about strengths and weaknesses and different things, and we were talking specifically about what are your strengths or what are your weaknesses, and really getting people to understand how important it is to really pay attention to those weaknesses in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result of that, it really encouraged me today that I want to make sure that we go back to that chapter in Woman Act Now and begin to talk about our strengths when it comes to our personal mastery. So that's what we're going to discuss today, and we want to welcome everybody to the show. And if you want to watch us live, you can do that. I see we have several listeners on the line already. And if you think that you're a expert at personal mastery and discipline, then guess what? We want to hear from you. So you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy, and we're going to come right back after this break.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real
persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Well, welcome back to the show. We are so excited that you guys are joining us. Again, we want to welcome all of our listeners over the internet who have joined us, our internet listeners. And I want to just share with you that if you are watching us from your desk, you can also watch us live on Ustream.tv and just look up Woman Act Now for on your radio. So today, as Coach Anna stated, we're going to be talking about following your strengths. And I want to welcome our master coach for Woman Act Now back to the call on today, or back to the show, Coach Anna McCoy. So welcome, Coach Anna.
Well, thank you, Shauna. Thank you very much.
All right, then. Again, we are talking about, what are we talking about?
Personal
mastery today. So I'm excited about this topic because we want to continue to help you to grow in this area of mastering self. So first thing is I want to start where we were talking about personal mastery on 15 Minutes to Destiny call. And one of the things that I began to talk about, and I really want to create this foundation because this is where we're going to continue to discuss throughout the month on personal mastery. We're going to have some parenting mastery tips from one of our Woman Act Now experts on family, who is a family expert, and that's Miss Gloria, the happy camper. She's going to join us on the 22nd of this month, so we want to encourage you to be with us. And I've got a special guest for us on next week. We are going to have my mentor in studio on the radio with us, and we're going to be talking about mastering your emotions. So I want to make sure that we get him on the website, on our Facebook, on our Twitter, and start letting people know that we've got a special guest on next Thursday at 1 p.m. to talk about mastering your emotions. You know, I talk about that all the time.
Yes,
and,
you do.
You know, and this is where I learned that we have to master our emotions. So I'm excited that he's going to be sharing with us. And just prior to the show today, we had the opportunity to talk a little bit about what we're talking about today, and that's personal mastery, following your strengths. And I want this to, your strengths, I want this to be what we call our foundation, because my point on Monday had to do with, you know what, if you don't know your strengths, then you're going to run into a few things. One is frustration, disappointment. You're also going to probably experience unhappiness in your life. You're gonna always be spinning, trying to figure this thing out. And so we want to help you to identify your strengths in your life so that we can move you over to the other side,
mm-hmm.
of being able to be a person who can experience opportunity, take advantage of opportunity,
mm-hmm.
attract opportunity to your life. And that's really through your ability to maximize those strengths in your life. Now, as we were talking prior to the call, Coach Hollinsworth and myself, one of the things we talked about was, is that, okay, it's great to focus on the strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I want to do that, I want to get you to understand what is a strength.
Mm-hmm.
A strength is a simple definition from Strength Finders 2.0. It's a great book if you're interested in learning about your strengths. So a strength is really defined as a talent. It's talent times investment,
mm-hmm.
equals a strength. Talent times investment. So hopefully everybody's got that, but a talent times investment will equal a strength. So all I want to do is create the formula so that we can start to either identify our current strengths,
mm-hmm.
or we can begin to maximize or work on those strengths in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a talent times an investment, is going to equal a strength.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing I want to establish for you is that, what is a talent? Because
mm-hmm.
now we've got to break it down. What are we multiplying together? We're multiplying. A talent is simply a natural way of thinking, feeling, or behaving. That's what we call a talent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a natural way of what?
Thinking, feeling,
and behaving. Now, what's so awesome about that, when we have Coach Hollinsworth on the line, we are going to talk about, what did I say?
Thinking,
feelings, and
mm-hmm.
behaving. We're going to talk about what we call, or what he refers to as, beliefs, thoughts, and feelings.
Okay,
so now, what is a talent? It's a natural way of what?
Thinking, feeling, and behaviors.
Behaviors. And so when we talk to Coach Hollinsworth, he's going to talk to us a little bit about thinking, beliefs, and feelings. Ultimately, will turn into what we call behaviors. That talent, that natural way of thinking, feeling, or behaving.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to multiply that by an investment. So let's define investment. An investment is time spent practicing
mm-hmm.
and developing your skills, building your knowledge base.
Mm-hmm.
That's what an investment is. So remember, the formula for a strength is talent times investment. So an investment is your time spent practicing, developing your skills, and acquiring knowledge as it relates to that particular talent that you believe you have.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not mine. It's a quote, or it's a compilation of what I learned from Strength Finders. So the objective today is not necessarily that we want you to focus on your strengths. What we want you to do is identify your strengths based on what? Talent,
mm-hmm.
a natural way of thinking, behaving, or feeling. Times an investment of time spent practicing, developing your skills, or either the acquisition of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
okay, is going to determine what that strength is.
Mm-hmm.
And it also will determine the value of that strength. Because
mm-hmm.
it's gonna, you can have a strength, but it's not that valuable. Why? Because you haven't really invested in that natural way of what? Thinking,
mm-hmm.
behaving, mm-hmm. and feeling. So hopefully that's making a lot of sense to you out there who are listening to me today. So one of the things that I want to talk about, and as Coach and I were talking prior to this call, is that it's not about really focusing on your strengths as much as it is your weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about personal mastery, but I want to identify it from the perspective of, if we were to, what I write about in the book on page 141, and Coach has talked about this a great deal, and he mentioned it today, is most of us find it easy to talk about our strengths.
Mm-hmm.
But we may feel very uncomfortable owning up to our weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
While there are many schools of thoughts concerning weaknesses, I want to encourage you to remember the chain theory.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about a chain, a metal chain.
Okay.
Your strength is your weakest link.
Mm-hmm.
So you will only be as strong as the weakest link, link that's in that chain. Okay? Now, if you were pulling a heavy object with a chain consisting of 20 links, 19 links representing your strength.
Mm-hmm.
Think of iron, okay?
Mm-hmm.
19 links of that is your strength, and one represents your weakness. Think of an aluminum paper clip.
Mm-hmm.
So now those other links are made of iron, so they're strong. They're
mm-hmm.
can't be broken. The strength is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to change much. It's going to what? Perform at near-perfect performance every time.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one little weakest link
mm-hmm.
is a paper clip.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the strength of the chain?
Not very strong at all.
No, the strength of the chain is the aluminum paper clip. It doesn't matter that you got all this iron, because as soon as you start to pull, what's going to change? What the strength is, the links of the 19 links are going to stay, they're going to remain the same
mm-hmm.
because they're going to perform at near perfect performance every time.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at, understand, when you look at the aluminum paper,
mm-hmm.
look at the strength, because it's not a weakness in the mind of the chain.
Mm-hmm.
It is a strength. It has so much strength in that aluminum, and that's as much as you're going to get. That will be your area of constraint. That will be your bottleneck in your life when you think about your gifts and talents.
Mm-hmm.
We are quick to go out and do certain things, but we won't evaluate the aluminum paper clip.
Mm-hmm.
That is the thing that's going to keep us from really getting where we want to be in life, is that aluminum clip. So this is all about us trying to identify and figure out that aluminum clip in your life. What is that thing that you haven't really looked at, but it is your strength.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge is, when you look at all the other strengths in your life, it really becomes the weakest link. That's what people say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the weakest link in your life. However, that is your strength.
Mm-hmm.
That's as much strength as you can bring to this
mm-hmm.
is the weakest link.
Mm-hmm.
Is that making sense
mm-hmm.
yet?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it sounds a little bit different, but at the end of the day, that is the measure of your strength, your weakest link, because you can only be as strong in this situation as that paper clip. That's good. So in the book, I talk about following your strengths, and I talk about identifying your natural talents and your strengths, because a talent is a natural way of thinking. A strength is defined as being able to do it at near perfect performance. When? Most of the time. All the time. Near perfect performance. So when you think about your weaknesses, and I'm only identifying them, a weakness really, that aluminum clip in your life is really defined simply by, if you take an investment and you divide it by talent, that's what determines what a weakness is. Because either you will invest a lot of time into it, or you won't, because a talent is a natural way. It's a raw talent. It's where you start off. And what's going to make it a strength is multiplying it times the investment, or increasing the amount of practice, developing the skills, acquiring knowledge. That is what's going to make that weakest link strong.
Say that again.
Okay, when you think about how do you identify a weakness, well, you can look at your raw talent. Things you think you're good at. You can look at that aluminum clip
mm-hmm.
and say, well, ask yourself, how much time have I invested in that aluminum clip?
Mm-hmm.
How much time have I developed that aluminum clip?
Mm-hmm.
How much time have I learned about that aluminum clip?
Mm-hmm.
That determines the weakness. Because what happens, it is a weakness because we have not what? Invested time, energy, effort,
mm-hmm.
acquisition of knowledge, the development of skills.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't invested. We haven't practiced. We haven't put forth any discipline
mm-hmm.
in that particular area.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at all the other things that are now that you consider either talents or strengths in your life,
mm-hmm.
you've invested time, you've invested effort, you've developed
mm-hmm.
skills, you've practiced. You know, you've made this where it's near perfect performance.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always that little aluminum clip
mm-hmm.
that gets you.
Mm-hmm.
When you break down, when you reach that place where that bottleneck occurs in your life, it's the aluminum clip, ladies. You're like, I can't make all my, I can't be strong in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the objective of personal mastery is not about being so great at everything.
Mm-hmm.
It is trying to be your best
mm-hmm.
in all that you do. In being your best, you know what? Improvement is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It doesn't mean that it comes to the level of a strength. But what we're trying to do is get productivity out of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to that example of those 19 iron links that are in this chain
mm-hmm.
with this one paper clip. And the objective here is that a weakness equals investment, which is time, effort, energy, and knowledge, divided by talent, which is raw ability, understanding, feelings, beliefs, and behaviors. It's just raw ability.
Mm-hmm.
So picture on a scale of 1 to 5 to rate your ability to keep your commitments. That is, when I think about a weakness, when you
mm-hmm.
think about a weakness, people can't keep commitments. They can't
mm-hmm.
keep their word.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so great in many other areas, but
mm-hmm.
I just don't know. You know, I say this, and then I just can't figure out how in the world I forget, or I just,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know, I just let other things become more important, and
mm-hmm.
my word really doesn't matter that much. So
mm-hmm.
I want you to think about keeping your commitment as a weakness in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So we've identified that basically a weakness is equal to an investment divided by a talent, meaning I didn't put enough time and energy into it, so therefore it might be a weakness.
Okay.
So I want you to picture a scale of 1 to 5 to rate your ability to keep your commitment. So just think about it. Let's say, for instance, 1 being the lowest,
mm-hmm.
5 being the highest.
Mm-hmm.
So your investment, okay, remember that's a part of the formula. If you were looking
mm-hmm.
at this, it would be an investment on the top divided by what? Talent
mm-hmm.
equals what? A weakness. So whatever that number comes out, that's what's going to determine my rate.
Mm-hmm.
My rating, is this a strength or is it a weakness?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the example is your investment, which is time, effort, energy, and knowledge, can also be measured on a scale of 1 to 5.
Hmm.
If you consistently
mm-hmm.
miss appointments, forget what you have told others,
mm-hmm.
take on in one day more than you could possibly do in a year,
mm-hmm.
and wonder why you can't seem to get out of your rut,
mm-hmm.
you're at the low end of the scale.
Mm.
Okay? So now let's think about it. Unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
you have never done the necessary things that could improve
mm-hmm.
your track record,
mm-hmm.
such as perhaps taking a class on organization,
mm-hmm.
reading a book about time management,
mm-hmm.
or practicing keeping your word to other people.
Mm-hmm.
At whatever the cost, I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? This is what's going to happen. Regardless of where you start on the scale of weaknesses
mm-hmm.
to strengths, your investment of time,
mm-hmm.
effort, energy, and knowledge is the only thing that will move you from poor
mm-hmm.
to proficient performance in a given area.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter. You can keep talking about how this is so hard for you and you can't do this and you can't do this, or I'm really having a challenge with this, but yet
mm-hmm.
you do not invest what? Time, effort,
mm-hmm.
energy, and the acquisition of knowledge into that thing that is a weakness in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It will always be a bottleneck for you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about it, it will be the only thing that will move that weakness, that lack of commitment to a committed word, from poor performance to proficient performance. So we shift weaknesses to strengths by simply taking small, deliberate steps.
Okay.
Now remember, what is this program about today? This program is about personal mastery. And so I hope that you're following me today, and I'm not going too far. I don't think I am, and I want to welcome those who are joining us on the show. And if you want to talk to me, I want you to raise your hand. You can do that by pressing 1, and we'll welcome you to the show if you think that you have something to add on personal mastery. So I see many of our faithful listeners. I just want to say hello to you. And so let's continue. When we think about this process of moving, and this is where when you talk about personal mastery,
mm-hmm.
the only way you can master anything is to identify the weaknesses in the system.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you can make it better, that you can make it great, is
mm-hmm.
you've got to identify what?
The
weaknesses in the system. If you don't identify those weaknesses, it'll be mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be just what it is. You know, whether it's a job you're working for, whether it's a relationship you're in,
mm-hmm.
you know, your relationship doesn't get better just doing the strong point.
Mm-hmm.
It gets better because you recognize that there are some bottlenecks.
Mm-hmm.
There are some constraints in this relationship. There are some habits that we may have developed
mm-hmm.
that are not aligning with the outcome that we want.
Mm-hmm.
So we consider those as weaknesses. For instance, when we think about relationship,
mm-hmm.
think about, you know, what makes you unhappy in the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Then we haven't mastered it yet. But what if it was something that you could change?
Mm.
An example, my relationship with my husband, over the years, it's gotten better and better, or what we say, it gets gooder and gooder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on occasion, you know, we got heels and bad.
Right.
But when I think about prior to maybe 7 years ago, we've been married 12 or 13 years, one of the two now. 13 years now, or maybe 12, I don't know, somewhere along in there. Just remember it by the time the date comes. See, you don't want any constraints, ladies. So, but anyway, going back, I know at least 7 years ago, we were in a valley in the relationship. And it was simple, ladies, but we never could get to, I mean, we love each other, and we love being with each other and just having a great time, but you know what, we couldn't figure it out. And guess what? We wouldn't have been able to figure it out if we would not have looked at the weaknesses, because it was not those strengths in our lives or in our relationship that we had an issue with that was a constraint for the relationship. We had to learn how to master our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So a part of this whole personal mastery is mastering that marriage, mastering those relationships,
mm-hmm.
understanding what each of us need in our relationship. And so I had the opportunity to spend time with my mentors, Alan Hattie in Richmond was there. We spent 4 days of going through those weaknesses, going through those bottlenecks, looking at those constraints. You know why? Because we were after mastering the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it could be done in 4 days, but you know what was done? We were able to identify some areas in the relationship that we identify as weaknesses because guess what? It was not a natural way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's a natural way of thinking, it ain't that hard, people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a natural way to play golf for me. I got a natural swing, so I don't struggle like other people struggle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All I can do is tweak it a little bit. You know what? Tweak it,
mm-hmm.
and then I can still play. But what it ain't a natural way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those issues in the relationship were not a natural way of thinking. I didn't have no talent.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a raw ability to understand how you think about
mm-hmm.
that particular issue. Okay, so now I need to shift my thinking a little bit so that I can understand and focus on what I really want in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found out of those 4 days, we came up with a contract that both of us signed.
Mm-hmm.
And on that contract, what we considered to be each other's weaknesses,
mm-hmm.
we contracted to practice,
mm-hmm.
to develop the skills,
mm-hmm.
to invest the time and the energy
mm-hmm.
into the relationship, that effort.
Mm-hmm.
We decided this is what we're going to do so that we can move these weaknesses to strength.
Mm-hmm.
And then they became the stronger links in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it didn't become iron, guess what? It moved from aluminum, honey, to a little bit of a, maybe I had a little platinum or something. I don't know, whatever would be next, you know. But I moved the thing. I got some tin, and then I worked on a little bit more. And now the strength, it's even stronger. It may not be near perfect performance, but it got stronger. It moved from aluminum to something that could hold this relationship together. Because that aluminum couldn't do much for either of us, by the way, that aluminum clip. And for those who are just joining me, you need to go back and listen to this program so you can get it all, okay? So when we think about this, we really have to begin to ask ourselves, what are we really valuing?
Mm-hmm.
And what do we really want when it comes to my personal mastery in my life? And are you willing, once you ask this question, and you really, really want this, you want to think about looking at how much time, how much effort, how much energy, how much knowledge you have invested in becoming a person who, number one, wants that thing in their life. And we were talking about this example of being a woman of your word, being a woman of commitment. So you have to decide, is it really valuable to it? And guess what? Every time you begin to take an action, you begin to invest just a little bit of time in keeping your word or saying yes or showing up on time and building trust in the relationship. Guess what? You're moving that aluminum clip to maybe 10, maybe a little bit of steel, maybe, you know, now it's iron, and then it becomes near-perfect performance all the time. We're developing that habit of having a strength in our life. So I want to open up the calls. If any of you would like to ask me a few questions before I move on to the next segment of our program today, and we're going to cut short today because I have another commitment. I'm just letting you know that. I know this is good, but I'm going to have to go, people, because I got things I have to do. So it's important that you're able to create those strengths in your life. So anybody want to talk to me, just raise your hand, and I'll – I think you have to hit the number one key if you're listening to me. If you're if you want to call in and you're listening via the internet, you can call me at 718-664-6402. Again, that number is 718-664-6402, and get in on the discussion about mastering yourself. Y'all don't be scared. Go on and tell somebody how you are disciplined. Okay, well, if you ain't, don't worry about that. All right, so Shauna, tell me, what did you learn just from that before I move to opportunities? Because really what I'm doing is I'm going to shape this from the foundation of a strength, identifying it so that we can attract what? Opportunities to ourselves. We're going to look at weaknesses so that we can identify what those weaknesses are and make a decision to choose to develop, or, and I'm not saying it has to be near-perfect performance, but to develop the skills. Practice, do what you need to do so that you can shift the equation just a little bit. Because then, guess what? The whole system gets stronger. Okay? Because we're going to talk about those threats to your opportunities, to the strengths that you have. So I thank you, ladies. I see that you're coming on. You're pressing that number one button. So before I go to opportunities, I'm going to take Shauna's response, and then I'm going to come to 791-5718.
Well, you know what, Coach, when you were talking, what I caught my weakness early on, I think I've been in denial, like for, I've been married 4 years, probably for the past 4 years. When I first got married, my sweetheart and I, we always had a challenge, well, even before we got married, when we were dating, in the time management for me.
Okay.
And I just realized that I've been in denial, that I really do have a problem with time management.
No kidding. Yeah, I'm in agreement with you, Shauna, because I got a problem with time management, too. So
when you were talking, and you know what, I think what triggered it for me is when you said that for when you start working on your weaknesses, that's what makes the talent better. And so in order to make the talent better, when you think about your talent, you're not just thinking about the one thing. You think about your overall person. You are a talent. Anything you have, whatever your skills are, all of that builds on one, maybe it might build on one special thing or two or three special things, but when you put certain things into perspective, then you can just hone, you know, you can be better at that talent.
Yes.
And when you said that, it stuck out to me, so I said, you know what? I said, I think I do have a problem with time management. That's the one thing, that's the one weakness that I could identify right, I mean, it just rose right to the top of the mind. And well, I said, you know what? I got to fix that. So I have to start making those little steps. And I, in my mind, I start trying to, you know how we take the 60 seconds to write down the executable steps? I was trying to think about little things that I could do to manage my time much better, or what to say yes to, what to say no to, what to say, you know what, well, I'm doing this, maybe I can't do this right now. You know, just try to figure it out so I can be better.
Well, you know, you've gotten better and worse, so it's for better and worse. You know what I'm saying, people? It's for better and worse. But, you know, I ain't paid for the girl to go to a focus class. You know what I mean? Stephen Covey, we were doing good for about a year, and then we fell off that wagon and jumped on another wagon. So if she got a problem, you know I got a problem. So I want to go to thank you, Shauna, for sharing that with us.
Thank
but I want to go to our listener in 791. 5718. I know it's one of our regular listeners, and go ahead. Welcome to the show. This is Coach Anna and Shauna.
Hello, Coach Anna. Hi, Shauna. This is Fern.
Hey, Fern. Now I know that number. I couldn't remember. I know that's one of y'all, but I couldn't remember which number it was. But hey, Fern. Glad to have you on the show. What are you learning? What are your comments today?
Well, you know, every time I come to one of your shows or just listening in or weighing, I'll learn something new. You know, I learn a different way to do things.
Yeah.
Now, this time I'm coming to the table with I have learned since I've been with the weighing organization.
Yes.
To be more efficient and be timely.
Yes.
And to set my goals and actually follow through with them. Because before, I would have so much stuff on my plate.
Whoa.
And I have had, and I have to be honest with you, I've had a few of my colleagues say, Fern, you lying. You're not going to call me back. Fern, you lying. You're not going to be here at 1 o'clock. And I would say, yes, I am. Yes, I am. And my intention was to be there or to call them back at a certain time. But because I had so many things on my plate, I was not being proficient. And I wasn't being honest either. Because a lot of times I knew I wasn't going to be able to call them back, but I wouldn't just say I can't call you at 1, I have to call you at 1:30. But since
right.
I have been with WAN, I have been setting everything at a specific time.
Wow.
If I'm going to do something at 1 o'clock, I do it at 1 o'clock. And now I have this new phone, and so 15 minutes before time, it'll beep. And that lets me know, hey, in 15 minutes, you need to be doing A, B, C, X, Y, Z.
Wow.
You know, and so for the last month, I have been on time for everything, and
wow.
I have been actually completing my tasks. And I have actually gotten to a point now to where it's important to me that I complete my tasks. I actually go back at the end of the day to reevaluate my day to see if I was able to complete the things I set out to do. There's only one thing I haven't been able to do, and every day I said I was going to be online to do my business presentation at
yes.
2 o'clock, but I haven't had an opportunity to do that. So now I realize 2 o'clock is not a good time, that I need to do it in the morning instead of in the evening. So that's what I'm going to work on this following week is, you know, rescheduling that particular deal that I plan to do. But I have really learned a lot, and I'm very grateful that you have come to us, you know, and teaching us how to master our strengths. And also mastering our weaknesses. I didn't even realize that it was important to, because I always felt like, well, that's one of my weak points. I'm not going to work on that. But after listening to you today, I realized I need to also work on my weaknesses. And if I work on them, then they will no longer be weaknesses. They will become strengths.
Yes. Well,
so
girl,
I'm
wait a minute.
Looking
I
at some
to hold
of those
that
areas.
Right there, because you just said something very important, because the objective is not that it has to become a full strength. But let me
mm-hmm.
tell you, when you work on the weaknesses, because I didn't talk about that yet, is that now you will start to eliminate the threats to the strength. Okay, that's the whole objective of working on your weaknesses, is so that you really either limit or remove the threats, because it's the weaknesses in your life, that aluminum clip, so to speak, that will really begin to threaten, guess what, your opportunities. Because your strengths do bring opportunities in your life, but if you ignore, just like you said, your weaknesses, then they're going to reveal themselves in what we call that strength. We call it a bottleneck. We call it a threat to the opportunity in your life. Because guess what? Just like you said, you know what? Here's a great opportunity. You've got a business opportunity, but yet your weakness is you can do it really well, but guess what? You're never on time. So
yes.
The weakness is now going to threaten your income opportunity, which is the opportunity, because you're not on time. You're not on time for work. You got issues, you know? So at the end of the day, when you're talking about, wow, you know what, mm-hmm. I'm going to really focus on this, because remember I said all we need to do is just move it up that scale just a little bit. If we go, think about it, Fern, if we go from a 1 mm-hmm. to a 2, how much strength we created in the weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
what this is really about. It's not that, I mean, we all have weaknesses and strengths, but if we can isolate a particular strength, isolate the weaknesses that are threatening the strength,
mm-hmm.
ultimately, guess what? We're going to figure out what's keeping us from the opportunity.
Right.
Yes.
Our lives, whether it's our gifting, whether it's our business, whether it's our relationships, and that's what I just talked about
mm-hmm.
in my own personal relationship. We love
right.
each other. We laugh. We had a great time. We play golf together. But wait a minute. One of the weaknesses are, okay, but wait a minute. You don't know how to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, brothers, let me tell you the threat on this opportunity
right.
here.
Right.
The threat is the risk of divorce. The threat is separation. The threat is angry, disappointment. All of those, that's the threat. Are we going to let that
right.
threaten this great opportunity we have to make something of ourselves? So, girl, don't get me going on them threats, because, you know, I could see it. I could see it. So, Fern, I want to thank you for joining us. I'm going to open up the line to, I believe that's Juanita, who's coming up next. This is Coach Anna. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Coach, how y'all doing?
We are doing excellent.
Great, great.
All right,
great.
Tell us
so
what you're doing from today's show.
So let me make sure I got this right. You saying that our weakness is actually our strength. Our weakness is actually our strength when we put the time and investment into it, correct?
Absolutely. Well, remember this. Remember the chain. The example is simply the chain. Out of those 19 links, it's iron. They're iron. Guess what? They're solid. They're completely connected. They cannot be broken. But then we have an aluminum clip for that particular chain, not your whole life, just that chain, that thing that you're trying to do. That's what that chain represents. And if you do not pay attention to the aluminum link in what you're trying to achieve, and in some cases we might call it a constraint, in other cases we might call it a bottleneck, because we know, guess what? We don't have what it takes to really get the best, to perform at near-perfect performance, because as soon as we start to put pressure on that chain, we know what? Guess what? In just a few minutes, it's going to crash. It's going to break. It's going to give up. It's going to be destroyed. It's going to fail. We know that. But if we know that about the aluminum clip, now we're going to look at the clip and say, if the clip had a strength between 1 and 5, because it does have some strength. So your question is yes. The answer is yes, but because it does have an ability to hold on a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but it's not enough to get the result that we want.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to give us a different one. So if we were to focus between 1 and 5 just for a few minutes, just focus and say, I'm going to invest what? Time, energy, effort, the acquisition of knowledge
mm-hmm.
on this clip. And that clip could represent your attitude. That clip could represent your behavior in a given situation. That clip could represent a skill set that you're just lacking. I had a conversation with one of our members this morning. I said, well, what's the skill set? Well, will he go to school? Because guess what? That clip is the one thing that's keeping him from where he wants to be in life.
Mm-hmm.
If he would just, and you don't have to be perfect at it, but
mm-hmm.
if you spent just a little bit of time, effort, energy, and the acquisition of knowledge on that clip, guess what? We're moving it from that aluminum clip to now it's a clamp. You know what? Guess what? That clamp's got a little more strength, and it's going to give us a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're trying to get you to do with those strengths, by identifying a weakness so that you can eliminate the threat.
Mm-hmm.
And the threat is breaking too soon. The threat is failing too soon.
Mm-hmm.
And so ultimately you don't get the most out of the opportunity. Make sense? I tell you, don't get me started, ladies. I dare one of y'all, another one of y'all, to answer the question. Go ahead on, Juanita. You got something else?
Yes, because basically what I'm striving to actually master is basically, like, I have a problem with, like, I guess you could say undisciplined and commitment. Now,
mm-hmm.
I am a doer. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to get around and do it, but I have a problem of doing it the time, the date, and it's a little thing. It's not major things. You know, like if How can I say, if I have an example, or if I'm supposed to be meeting Lolita at Starbucks at 12 o'clock on Wednesday, I'm going to meet that because that's something important, that's something major. You know what I'm saying? It's like little things that I probably would just throw out there. Oh, I'm going to get around to it, you know, just little things, you know. Oh, I'm going to buy you this, like I'm just using this as my little sister, my little brother, something like that. Or oh, I'm going to help you, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. Just a little small things that I have a problem, and my intentions are right. My intentions, I have the right intentions of, like, really doing it and being there or whatever, whatever, whatever. I think what it is, I'm drawing things out there before I take the time to calculate, you see what I'm saying, if I really could do it. You see what I'm saying? So it's like the little small things when I'm talking about commitment and discipline. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure I get the major things done and be there with major appointments, you know, but at the same time, I'm seeing these little commitments that I'm not keeping and being disciplined in the little things. I'm seeing how it's starting to affect me, almost like cancer a little bit.
Well, here's the thing that I want you to think about. When you are the illustration in the book on page 142, 143. So I know you have the book. I want to encourage you to go back and read it because that particular example of a weakness has to do with keeping your commitments. And here's the thing is you have to ask yourself, how do I really improve it? The one way that you can begin to improve it is think about the next time you, one of these little things, whatever you think it is, that next time you come up against it, I want you to do whatever is necessary for you to keep your commitment. Okay, so if you just see yourself saying some words and you put it out there in the atmosphere, like whether it's your brother or sister, people that you normally just overlook or take advantage of, your word don't really mean that much. You just, oh, they know I'm just kidding. You know what I'm saying? The next time you say something, then what we want you to do is to keep your word at whatever the cost. And nobody has to know about it. No, you don't have to say, well, girl, I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is your private investment. Investment of what? Time, effort, energy, practicing. And that's what you're doing. You've got to practice keeping your commitment, and that's to the little things. Yes, you'll show up because there's something bigger in it, but you know those commitments that you're making that you consider little. I can't give you that example, but at the same time, just the next time, and then the next time, and you're, guess what? You're just strengthening it just a little bit, and I guarantee you, as it happens with most of us, time is our issue, and we're always trying to be somewhere on time, as I will be in just a few minutes, trying to get somewhere, trying to keep a commitment, and at the end of the day, you can find any excuse not to get there. Anything's going to come up. So, you know what? I guess I got to close the show.
Yes, but we've enjoyed you guys so much, as well as you, Kojana, as it relates to following our strengths and personal mastery on today. You want to close us out?
I will, and I want to thank Juanita for joining us today and thank Fern as well, and for all of our listeners. I have another commitment. They were like, well, wait a minute, Coach, this was your commitment for an hour. Well, I'm changing it today. It's 45 minutes today. And so, ladies, I want you to know you're loved and appreciated, and please do not forget, next week, Coach Hollingsworth is going to be here, and he's going to talk about mastering your emotions. Y'all know y'all toe up, so y'all need to be here. Know that you're loved and appreciated, and we'll talk to you real soon. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
You know.